Good morning. This is Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and our program is For the Birds.
The brown-headed cowbird, although remarkably dull-colored and inconspicuous, is at the same time one of our more interesting birds. It's a member of the blackbird family, although its short, stout beak looks a bit more like a finch's. The female is a dull, light brown color, and the male is black with a brown head. The cowbird part of their name comes from their habit of following herds of bison and later cows, feeding on insects that the herds stir up. You can look for these birds in fields, meadows, lawns, and at feeders, and can listen for the liquid-sounding series of low gurgling sounds followed by thin sliding whistles of the male. And the female's chatter call.
So what's especially interesting about brown-headed cowbirds? Well, they are brood parasite birds, meaning that they lay their eggs in other birds' nests. They mate throughout the spring, but instead of building a nest, the female looks at other birds' movements to help her locate their nests. Then she lays one or two eggs in that other bird's nest. She usually selects a bird that will have smaller offspring so that when her egg hatches, her chick will be able to claim more food from the parent feeding the chicks. She observes when the host bird leaves the nest and then lays her egg before the host bird returns. Cowbirds are known to parasitize over 150 bird species in this way, and they can lay over 40 eggs in a season. This requires the female to mate with almost any available male cowbird. Their mating rituals are somewhat comical, with multiple males chasing after the females and competing for their attention. The males sing, tilt their bills upward, and do what is called topple over, making them look like they are falling on their faces.
Some birds, such as the yellow warbler, can recognize cowbird eggs, but are too small to get the eggs out of their nests. Instead, they build a new nest over the top of the old one and hope cowbirds don't come back. Some larger species puncture or grab cowbird eggs and throw them out of the nest, but the majority of hosts don't recognize cowbird eggs at all. Not only do cowbird eggs hatch faster than other species' eggs, giving cowbird nestlings a head start in getting food from the parents, but the young cowbirds also develop at a faster pace than their nest mates. And they sometimes toss out eggs and young nestlings of the host bird or smother them in the bottom of the nest.
You might think that the cowbird population would overpower other bird species, but studies have shown that a successfully raised cowbird results in the elimination of only one of the host bird's chicks. And of the 40 or so eggs that a cowbird lays, only a small proportion hatch and live to adulthood due to predation and host bird defenses. Many people consider cowbirds to be nuisance birds and resent this parasitic cowbird reproduction strategy, but in fact it has evolved for a reason, and it is only one of the many ways birds victimize other species. We can only observe and appreciate the harsh beauty of it. If you'd like to listen to this segment again or any of our previous segments, you can go to the Northeast Pennsylvania Audubon website at www.nepaaudubon.org. That's NEPAAUDUBON.org. And click on the For the Birds tab. This has been Pat and Jim Sanders for Farm and Country, and we're For the Birds.